Hello, Brighteon.tv fans. I'm Dr. Artist. This is the Dr. Artist Show. I'm just going to spend a little bit of time here. This entire show is going to be a review of the entire presentation I gave on stage and to audiences live last weekend in Des Moines, Iowa at G. Edward Griffin's Red Pill Expo. And this presentation is all new. At least there's new stuff in it towards the end that helped confirm conclusively more in my mind and in the medical doctors attending that conference that, oh my God, the weaponizing of venoms really is what they're doing with the COVID-19 vaccines. So I'm excited to do this with our audiences here and with Brighteon. And remember, Brighteon.tv is going to help stream live worldwide my new Healing for the Ages conference coming up September 7th, 8th, and 9th. Go to healingfortheages.com to learn more. There is also a free Q&A masterclass on September 7th you can register for right there at the homepage. Go to healingfortheages.com. That's where you set up. That's where you subscribe. And just so you know, if you go there, put in the discount code Mike, M-I-K-E. That will take 10% off of the $99 virtual attendees fees that Brighteon.tv is streaming live for us worldwide and also helps us provide commission and revenue to Brighteon.tv and Mike Adams' platforms. We'll be right back.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent, the first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform, it's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Artist. This is the Dr. Artist Show, and we're excited to spend this entire time with you, sharing with you my Red Pill Expo presentation I just did in Des Moines, Iowa, with G. Edward Griffin's team there at the Red Pill Expo, showing you more evidence of how they're actually using venoms inside the COVID-19 vaccines to cause all of the reported terrible injuries. All right, so we're going to go through that. This is going to be very exciting. The sponsors for this show, and I'm going to be showing the entire presentation and PowerPoint presentation here in this actual live podcast. The sponsors for this program are healingfortheages.com. Go there to learn about our actual conference coming up September 7th, 8th, and 9th. And if this is after September 7th, 8th, and 9th of 2023, you can go back to healingfortheages.com, repurchase the virtual tickets, and still download the entire presentations and get in your email all of our documents that myself, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Henry Ely, and Dr. Janice Schmidt are presenting at that conference. All right, the second sponsor for this actual podcast and presentation is MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and order any product you want there. I have them all in my house, by the way, thanks to Mike Lindell and his team. And use the discount code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R, to get additional savings off of anything you're purchasing there, up to 66% off of additional on top of whatever the discounts are already displayed in your cart. BrideonStore.com is also the sponsor for this segment and this show. Go to BrideonStore.com, use the same discount code DOCTOR. It'll apply another 5% off anything you purchase there at BrideonStore.com. And he has a lot of amazing food products and prep products there. And then also GraithCare.com, GraithCare, G-R-A-I-T-H-C-H-R-E. Use the discount code A-R-D-I-S, my last name, as you can see on the screen. Type that in. It'll give you another 10% off of the membership there for advocacy work. Also, if you go to video consults on their page, there's an option for an additional fee to have me or Dr. Henry Ely actually review all of your medical documents and do a video consult for you to set the stage for the next 3 to 6 months of how we would help you reclaim your health. So GraithCare.com is where you'd go. And they're going to be a vendor for the Healing for the Ages show also and conference, which is going to be exciting. All right. So I want to make sure I don't run out of time here. I've got about 19 minutes left in this segment, and you guys should be excited about what I'm going to show you. I love doing research and presenting stuff in a way that lay people can understand it. Medical professionals can apply it. Scientists can go to review and study and be educated on their own. It's what I love doing. I don't know why God wired me that way. It's just what he did. All right. So I'm going to share my screen. And you're going to see on the screen my actual presentation. And as we go along, I'm going to actually take you through the entire presentation, one slide at a time. All right, so we called this presentation at the Red Pill Expo, "Please Share This Far and Wide with Your Loved Ones." We titled it COVID-19 Weaponizing of Venoms. Do you or anyone you know still suffer with any of these symptoms after having COVID, even if it was a mild case in any of the last 3.5 years? Look at the list, because this actual presentation is going to teach you how to beat all of these symptoms in 6 days or less. All right, so let's take you through it. Do any of you at home watching this or listening to this, or anyone you love, do they suffer with chronic fatigue since having COVID, dizziness, can't take deep breaths, low-grade fever, loss of taste and smell, memory lapses, muscle pain and weakness, diarrhea, vomiting, concentration difficulties, sleep difficulties, mood disorders, depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, you name it, headache, chest tightness and pain, heart palpitations, cognitive impairment, motor deficits, picture Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, exercise intolerance, or new onset of diabetes, or new onset of hypertension, high blood pressure since having COVID? Now, just so you know, if any of you are saying to yourself, no, this isn't true, I don't know anybody that has these symptoms still, you must be lying to yourself, or you don't know anybody and you're a recluse, because this is the statistics. Read the highlighted blue area. The incidence of people struggling with all of these 21 symptoms I just rattled off is estimated between 35% and 87% of all people worldwide after having COVID. And of all the individuals experiencing SARS-CoV-2 infection, and the duration of those symptoms in blue is unpredictable. After 6 months, 14 persistent symptoms is reported by subjects suffering from long hauler COVID symptoms. That's the majority of all people. I'm going to drive this home again. My audiences have seen it. Time magazine's cover, January 11th, 1999. Just so you know, this entire presentation is going to answer every single one of these symptoms and why you have them, or anyone you love has them, which could be 87% of all people on the planet that got COVID. All right, so this is why this is important. Why does this cover on Time magazine apply to long hauler COVID symptoms? Why? The spike proteins of COVID were venoms. And we're going to show you. According, and read along at the top highlighted part of every one of our slides here. According to geneticists in China, bats are not the origin of COVID-19's virus. And this was published in January of 2020. And I put geneticists at the top of the screenshot here in PowerPoint presentation slide, because it wasn't a chiropractor who said it. Scientists who are genetic specialists did their gene testing and found that in this paper titled "Cross-Species Transmission of the Newly Identified Coronavirus in 2019 was found, in summary, they said here, results derived from our evolutionary analysis gene testing suggest that the 2019 novel coronavirus has most similar genetic information with bat coronaviruses and has most similar codon usage bias with snakes. What does codon usage bias mean? I took it from the NIH's own website. Codon usage bias, you see on the screen, its definition is codon usage bias reflects the origin, mutation patterns, and evolution of the species or genes. So I have the summary still on the screen. overlapping the definition on the NIH's website. In summary, results derived from our evolutionary analysis suggest that this virus has most similar codon usage bias with snake. And what does codon usage bias mean? To the bottom left on the screen, codon usage bias reflects the origin. Therefore, the origin of SARS-CoV-2 was snakes, not bats, per geneticists. Then they published this in the paper. Look far left. That is the most likely origin of COVID, are these two snakes on the far left. As you move to the right on this graph, you get farther and farther away from the similarity in the gene sequences for the virus. First snake on the left is bungarotoxin, which is the venom of the crate snake in Asia. The second one most people are familiar with is an illustration. You see the drawing of the king cobra at the top of the bar. They're called Naja Atra in Latin, just so you know. All right, so they said it was snakes. SciTech Daily, I'll remind my audiences, they found snake pneumonia they published in January of 2020. I highlighted it in blue. This online medical journal said, snake pneumonia, coronavirus outbreak in China traced to snakes by genetic analysis. Not bats, snakes. Then CNN published, snakes could be the source of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak. Look at the date, January 14th, 2020. They knew very early on. Look at the highlighted gray area. First sentence of the CNN article, snakes, the Chinese crate and the Chinese cobra may be the original source of the newly discovered coronavirus that has triggered an outbreak of a deadly infectious respiratory illness in China this winter. Why is this important? I introduced this presentation with 21 long hauler COVID symptoms on the screen. Every single one of them can be answered with these venoms they found were the origins of COVID. So I just want to hammer this home. Nothing else explains it like the venom aspect of COVID does. All right, in France, April 2020, you can see the slide on the screen. Researchers isolate the spike protein gene of COVID-19 virus and publish that it's identical to three things. And this is the paper. Now look at the graphic at the top of this slide. This is out of their research study. I just copied and pasted it. They found that at the bottom, you will see of all those bolded words with the pretty colors on the right, you'll see the bottom thing listed. It says SARS-CoV-2S. That stands for SARS-CoV-2 virus. S stands for spike protein. They published what they found it was identical to. It was most identical to, look at the top, cobra toxin from the king cobra's venom, bungarotoxin, which is right above the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein designation. Bungarotoxin comes from the crate snakes. And then there's three segments they say that are very oddly similar to the rabies virus. Just going to keep hammering this home. You will see cobra toxin. Right above this image you see from the research study, it says the neurotoxin motifs, the alignment of the amino acids. It says amino acid sequence alignment of these motifs found in toxins from snakes of the Ophiophagus cobra and Bungarus genera, and then rabies virus strains, and in the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2. So I'm showing you here on the screen, this is king cobra. That's where you get the cobra toxin from. And then this bungarus genera, it says in the statement below the little infographic that it says the spike protein came from, I want to show you banded crate snakes by Latin scientific nomenclature, what they say in the media and publish. Look to the right of the mini banded crate snake image. Look to the right. It's calling this the mini banded crate dash bungarus. Bungarotoxin is the venom of these bungarus Latin named crate snakes. And they're very deadly. They're venoms. I just want to show you. I am not a just tell all. I'm a show and tell doctor. I will show you and then I'll tell you. Just to remind you all, this was in April of 2020. It's the same study where they found the spike protein of COVID was two snakes, venoms, and rabies virus. Read with me. April of 2020, over 3 years ago. In conclusion, we propose and try to justify the hypothesis that nicotine receptors, abbreviated NACHR, they play a critical role in the disease of SARS-CoV-2 infection. And as a consequence, we propose nicotine and nicotine agents as a possible therapy for SARS-CoV-2 infection. Interestingly, they say 3 years ago, ivermectin has been recently shown to inhibit the replication of SARS-CoV-2 virus in cells in a lab, and is a positive, ivermectin is a positive allosteric modulator of alpha-7 nicotine receptors. This is 3 years ago. They said the spike proteins of these two venoms of these two snakes target nicotine receptors. And in this paper, they state This explains why smokers are not ending up in hospitals with COVID, because nicotine is already in their body and it binds to these receptors that the venoms target called spike proteins of COVID. But nicotine has a 30 times higher binding ability than venoms do. Therefore, in the presence of nicotine, the body will always grab on the nicotine and venom can't bind to those nicotine receptors. And if venom's already bound to them and you introduce nicotine, nicotine releases the venom and the nicotine is then replaced at the attachment of the cell. And ivermectin does the same thing, just not as strong as nicotine does. Why is this important? In April of this year, 2023, the NIH published this paper. Remember, the emergency for COVID ended in May of 2023. The very next week, the NIH publishes this paper. It's titled SARS-CoV-2's spike protein. Here they call it the spike ectodomain. Targets alpha-7 nicotine receptors. Now, for my audiences, this isn't new to you. I've been saying for 2 years, this is the target. It's not ACE2 receptors. It's these nicotine receptors. So now the NIH is going to admit that I was right and that the scientists in France were right 3 years ago when they've ignored this the whole time. Notice the title is SARS-CoV-2 spike proteins, which were found to be cobra toxin and bungarotoxin from crate snakes and cobra snakes, targets alpha-7 nicotine receptors. I would like to read the highlighted part of this paper. The SARS-CoV-2 glycoprotein, the spike protein, contains a neurotoxin-like region that has sequence similarities to the rabies virus, like the French people said, and the HIV spike protein, as well as to snake venom neurotoxins, which interact with nicotine receptors via this region of the spike protein. If you haven't followed the dialogue, Joe Biden drops the emergency of COVID-19 nationally in the second week of May, 2023. The very next week, the NIH goes, you know what? Let's just go ahead and tell the truth, a half truth, that COVID-19 spike proteins actually target nicotine receptors, like people have tried to say all along, including the retired chiropractor, and that they target, or that the spike proteins of COVID also are analogous, similar to snake venom neurotoxins. Okay, so I'm not as crazy as it appeared everybody thought I was. They state in this paper, the NIH, that COVID-19 virus's spike protein contains snake neurotoxins and HIV's glycoprotein, which is the spike protein of HIV. Did you all know at home that in 2017, they published in this paper, I highlighted the title, Antiviral Activity of Animal Venom Peptides. In this paper, they disclose in this paper that in blue, you see on the screen, snake venom molecules are homologous to HIV1's glycoprotein. That's interesting. I didn't know HIV's spike protein had anything similar to do with snake venom components. But oh my God, it does. For the audience at home and for the Red Pill Expo audiences, I did this. I put up on the screen, what does homologous mean in this sentence? Because I didn't know what it means. I had to look it up. And this is what it means. From the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Read it. The scientific or biology in blue definition for the word homologous means derived from. So if you read this sentence again, the HIV1's spike protein is derived from snake venom components. No different than the spike protein of COVID. How many of you knew that? Well, the people at Red Pill didn't know that either, but that's what they published in May of this year. I won't digress, but there's a point off of that information that should be very eye-opening to everybody, which is, how many of you heard Zev Zelenko, before he died, said there's this condition called VAIDS, he called it, vaccine-induced AIDS. Remember, they say HIV leads to AIDS. I just showed you that HIV1's spike protein is derived from snake venoms or homologous to snake venom components. Did you know snake venom causes immune deficiency? This vaccine-induced AIDS scenario that Zev Zelenko coined so brilliantly, HIV's spike protein is homologous to snake venom components. That means HIV and snake venom do the same thing. They create immune deficiency, autoimmune deficiency disorder, which is what AIDS is. All right, I don't want to digress there, but that explains why it's happening after the shots. They have venom in there. And I'm going to show you how I know it. All right. Now, this is a paper in the scientific journal called Molecules. And all I just wanted to bring to the attention for you at home and everybody sitting in the audience at the Red Pill Expo was, it's titled Venom-Derived Neurotoxins Targeting Nicotine Receptors. And in this article, I highlight venoms of snakes within the elapid family, as well as those of marine snails in the ocean with the Conus genera, are particularly rich in proteins and peptides that target nicotine receptors. Now, what is elapids? In this highlighted blue sentence, it says venoms of snake within the elapid family. Well, look at the screen. I just put it up on the screen. There are 17 known species of elapids. Look at the one that is the most well-known. King cobras are an elapid. And oh my God, the French researchers I just showed you a second ago said cobra venom toxin, cobra toxin, was a spike protein of COVID. And the NIH just published a paper saying snake neurotoxins target nicotine receptors. And I'm pulling up this snake venom article right here on the screen, that venoms of snakes and cone snails in the oceans target nicotine receptors. And there's the conotoxins are the venoms of cone snails on the ocean floor. Why is that important? In 2021, Italy scientists confirmed that there are 36 different animal venoms only in COVID-19 positive patients' bodies, in their blood, in their urine, and in their feces. I'm showing you the results of the study right here. Toxin-like peptides. Peptides is a protein almost identical to toxic components of venoms from animals like conotoxins, and then a list of a whole bunch of venom proteins were found and identified in samples from COVID-19 patients, but not in any of the COVID-19 negative group they call the control samples. So no venoms at all. I'm on the next slide now, and it is titled 2021, Italy scientists confirmed 36 different animal venoms only in COVID-19 patients' bodies. This is in their research study, 36 different venoms. My audiences have already seen this, but if you haven't seen it, on the far right, you will see the animal the venom came from that's in the blood, urine, and feces of every COVID-19 positive patient. That column is important. You'll see the very first one was the Malayan crate snake. Oh my God, do you think Italy researchers in June of 2020, when they did this study 3 years ago, do you think they were shocked to find out that crate snake showed up? No, they already heard from Chinese researchers, per the CNN article, remember, and the French researchers, that the crate snake was the most likely origin of COVID. So no, they weren't shocked here. In fact, the first two venoms they found here on the list was the Malayan crate snake out of Malaysia, and then the mini-banded crate snake I showed you a picture of a minute ago. Then it goes even further, and you'll see the list. Chinese cobras next, Malayan spitting cobras next. You'll see taipans, eastern brown snakes. You see all kinds of stuff. The other column that is so important is the fourth one from the left titled the protein name. I have spent a year dissecting this table of 36 different venoms. The first 20 venoms are snake venoms, and you'll see the names of the snakes on the right. The venom protein is underneath protein name, and you'll see them highlighted in colors, green, red, orange on the screen, or yellow. Each of those proteins explain every single symptom of COVID and long hauler COVID, every single one of them, and they're all different from different animals. So I'm just going to show these real quickly. Here's the second part of the table. This is four pages, by the way, of all the venoms they found in COVID-19 patients. On the right, you'll see the first of the snake on this list is the eastern brown snake out of India. Then you'll see Maclea's water snake, then Jirauca. This is a viper out of Brazil they make ACE inhibitor drugs from that everybody's swallowing in the world that causes cancer. Oscillated saw-scaled viper, Korean Slamosa snake. So all these people got Korean snake venom in their bodies. You see king cobra again down at the bottom. Then you get to the other snakes at the top are all in green. Then you get to this pink one. This is venom found in every COVID-19 patient's blood and feces from the crown of thorn starfish on the ocean floor. How did that get in every COVID-19 patient's bodies on land, people? All right. And then the next 15 blue ones on the screen are all cone snails and the conotoxins in their venom found in COVID-19 patient's bodies. I also include here underneath this table the actual URL web address to this research paper if you want to read it. All right, now, when we return here from this short break, I'm going to continue with what is so important about these venoms in the bodies of these COVID-19 positive patients. Not confirmed once in Italy in June of 2020, then published online on this paper I just showed you in 2021, but also it was just reconfirmed by the same Italian scientists again with all new COVID long hauler patients in January of this year, who were being treated by Dr. Chetty, MG, in South Africa, who I did a whole 2.5-hour interview with just a few months ago. And that should be on our show site very soon. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package, emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Hello, I'm Anna Kane with The Flame.
And I'm Nicole Orozco with The Flame.
And we just want to thank Brighteon for having us on their show. And we want to encourage everybody to break out of the movable middle, go to theflameusa.com, get your subscription to our fastest growing newspaper. And thank you, Mike Adams, for having us.
Thank you, Mike Adams, for having us. We love you.
Ready? Shout out to Brighteon. Thank you so much for having us on. It's been an amazing experience. You guys are always posting amazing things. And thank you, Mike Adams. It's been an amazing
experience.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Dr. Artist. This is the Dr. Artist Show. We will continue this narrative. The remaining sponsors for this show are going to be these: KirkElliottPhD.com. Tell them Dr. Artist sent you. If you have any worries about the money you have and they're trying to destroy it, close your bank accounts, which you're hearing rumors about all over the world, please call KirkElliottPhD.com. He knows more about finances than most of us do. And trust them. I trust them. And then number two is H2Bev.com. The drink is called HydroShot. I actually drink this every morning, 8 hours of energy every morning, nitric oxide infused hydrogen beverage, and they taste great. Me and my wife both start every day with those. Go to h2bev.com, put in the discount code ARTIST or DOCTOR to get an additional 10% off there. And then we've got growmaxwaterhydro.com. Put in the promo code DOCTOR, you'll get 10% off there, or the name ARTIST. It's either one, DOCTOR or ARTIST, A-R-D-I-S. If you're going to be growing your own gardens at home, you might as well. Did y'all hear King Charles in England just signed a bill that all foods in England over the next 7 to 10 years will all be commercially available? Only commercially available foods will have to be genetically modified foods. That's now a law in England. So you might as well start learning how to grow your own food that you don't have to go buy from a commercial institution like a grocery store, because the same crap's going to come here. So go to growmaxwaterhydro.com to learn how to filter out all the poisons, toxins, pesticides, herbicides, and water coming from your tap before you put it on your plants you're trying to grow all organic. If you're not doing that, it's kind of silly to try to create an organic garden and spray toxic chemicals on it in your water. growmaxwaterhydro.com is who I trust in the filters I have in my yard currently. Thank you to all of you there. All right, let's continue our narrative here. I'm going to share the screen again. I just showed the 36 venoms in every single patient's bodies, blood and feces of every COVID-19 positive patient. And remember, this presentation started, go back and watch the beginning if you missed it, with 21 symptoms you or your loved ones at home, 87% of people worldwide still struggle with since having COVID the first time, even in mild cases. And this information I'm going through right now will save your loved ones' lives and improve their symptoms just with this information. But you better know why it's going to work. And that's why I did these presentations. Okay. To the left, you will see the green highlighted protein I screenshotted out of the Italy study. They're called phospholipase A2. I then screenshot the second table out of this 36 venoms total. And I put up there the other listed phospholipase A2 venoms from other animals found in the Italy study. Why is this important? Look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 phospholipase A2 venoms out of the 36 venoms were identified to be phospholipase A2 from snakes. Why is this important? This was found in every COVID-19 patient's blood and feces before the vaccines ever rolled out. They just had to test positive for COVID. Why is this important? This is why. Summer of 2021, the University of Arizona evaluates 300 patients' blood samples from two different hospital systems who all died in a hospital from supposedly having COVID-19. And look at the title of the article they published. Like venom coursing through the body, researchers identify the mechanism driving COVID-19 deaths. And then it states in the subtitle, researchers have identified what may be the key molecular mechanism responsible for COVID-19 deaths, an enzyme related to neurotoxins found in rattlesnake venom, date August 2021, 2 years ago. What was this rattlesnake enzyme they found? This is the third paragraph in the article. Researchers from the University of Arizona in collaboration with Stony Brook University and Wake Forest School of Medicine analyzed blood samples from two COVID-19 patient groups and found that circulation of the enzyme secreted phospholipase A2 group may be the most important factor in predicting which patients with severe COVID-19 eventually succumb to death due to the virus. And there was so much of this phospholipase A2 that it's killing people. I just showed you the phospholipase A2 found in the Italy study. They found it. Arizona proved it a year later. Now follow along, read the gray highlighted venoms, the proteins per the Italy study. They're called conotoxins. You'll see them there left and right on the screen. 2012, I've showed this to my audiences before. The United States Department of Justice has this article up. 2012, you can see it on the screen. Go look it up right now. It's still there. They list it, the United States Department of Justice. 2012, they're concerned that conotoxins are potential weapons from the sea. Why? Are we all swimming in the ocean to the ocean floor getting stung by cone snails? No. What do they say here? The most lethal effect of conotoxins to humans is muscle paralysis of the diaphragm causing respiratory arrest. Concerns in the homeland security field, they continue, exist that certain conotoxins could be weaponized and used as an aerosol. Conotoxins at risk of terrorist use include alpha conotoxins, kappa conotoxins, and O-conotoxins. Do you know what O-conotoxins, what the O in Greek alphabet actually stands for? This is what it stands for. Look at the Greek alphabet list on the screen. I took this off the internet. O stands for Omicron. Oh my God, we've heard about Omicron variant of COVID for the last freaking 2 years. This is why they're using Omicron conotoxins. 15 of them are found in every COVID patient. Speaking of conotoxin cone snails, y'all have probably seen this because I shared this with my audiences and worldwide. The World Economic Forum, their tagline is committed to improving the state of the world. And a lot of people in circles that I run with believe that the World Economic Forum has an agenda to depopulate the planet, which means they have to kill you or infertilize you to reduce the population of the earth. So if that's their commitment to improving the state of the world, don't you find it ironic that in 2015, they published this paper? 3 years after the Department of Justice publishes their concerns about conotoxins being used as a aerosolized weapon. Look at the date of the article, the World Economic Forum logo at the top of the page. This is right off their website, September 11, 2015. How can killer snails improve the state of the world? Read that again. How can killer snails improve the state of the world? Well, if they're killers, I'm not really sure how killing anything is going to improve the state of the world unless you're trying to actually kill people and have a twisted reality that's going to improve the state of the world. Well, what are they talking about? What killer snails? They talk about it in the second paragraph highlighted, venomous, potent, fast-acting, and extremely efficient. In short, it has all the makings of a successful drug. The venom of cone snails, or killer snails as I lovingly refer to them, allows these slow-moving predators to feed on an agile prey by shutting down a fish's normal functions, preventing them from escaping. This is the British Medical Journal. In 2021, They published that snake bites and COVID-19 are two global crises that have the same singular research and development opportunity for drug manufacturing. All right, how many of you knew that snake bites and your symptoms of COVID-19 were identical? In the summary box on the right, it says, despite inherent differences, snake bite venom getting in the patient's body, snake bite envenoming, and COVID-19 have much in common in terms of research and development, challenges and opportunities. Oh, really? How many of you knew that your symptoms were identical to snake bites victims' symptoms? You didn't until I told you. All right, now they state here, I just screenshot the top title of this British Medical Journal Global Health article. What one research and development opportunity are they talking about? Would you like to know who's funding this one research opportunity and want to know the company and product they're developing? The company's called Opherix. This is off their website. Opherix, look at it. It's got a snake logo in the O of Opherix. Go to opherix.com to learn more. In their funding tab, these are the three organizations funding $100 million, and a portion of it's going to Opherix to develop whatever this product is. Department of Defense of America, the Wellcome Trust Fund, and the United Nations. And it says here at the top, the WHO's 2019 roadmap for reducing the burden of venom from snake bites encouraged development of new technologies, and Opherix's verasplative drug answers the call. Well, what is verasplid for? I'm not going to read this one. Look, this is on their website for Opherix. Read it in blue. Verasplative fits into this universal groove, a wedge, disabling the venom SPLA2, phospholipase A2. This drug is only an oral pill to stop phospholipase A2. Need I remind you? The University of Arizona said COVID-19's cause of death was phospholipase A2 from snake venom in the bodies of everyone who died. Got it? You follow me here? So, in this perspective, the Department of Defense of America, World Economic Forum's funding company called the Wellcome Trust Fund, and the United Nations are investing $100 million over the next 7 years to make these drugs to defeat snake venom poisoning around the world. That is their only mission. Moderna's co-founder, Derek Rossi, was quoted in this article in 2021. Moderna co-founder using mRNA technology to treat venomous snake bites. Oh, really? Of course they were. Dr. Charles Hoff, MD in Canada, he issued this dire warning about mRNA vaccines and points to D-dimer blood test and negative impacts of the clots. How are elevated D-dimer levels interpreted? I'm going to remind all of you at home, like I did the Red Pill Expo. Medscape.com has this article still on their website, published 2019, right before the pandemic, November 2019, right before the pandemic in January 2020. How are medical doctors supposed to look for the answer of what's causing elevated D-dimers? Oh my God, look at the article I just highlighted on the screen. Snake venom poisoning, they say every medical doctor should go looking for the blood clotting effects that you will see as D-dimers on your blood test. The only other cause of these five things listed is blood clot dissolving drugs like heparin and warfarin. So if your patients aren't on that and you just got the COVID-19 vaccines, you should be looking for snake venom poisoning, medical doctors. That would be very helpful. That's what they say. It's your test, not mine. What did the NIH say in May of this year? The spike protein of COVID is identical to snake venom neurotoxins. You might want to go look for it. Just remember, this is the spike protein of COVID. I'm going to hammer this home. This is all new info you're about to see right now. Remember when I said in the Watch the Water documentary, I'm concerned they've got snake venom in these shots? Oh, there's real reasons why there's snake venom in these shots. This is on the NIH's website. None of the medical doctors at the Red Pill Expo, no one in my audience had seen this yet. I just found this the week before I went to the Red Pill Expo. And I'm going to show you how I know there's venom in these shots from the NIH's own paper. Ready? This is an article. You can go look it up right now on their website. I just screenshotted the actual articles. This is underneath the National Human Genome Research Institute of the NIH. By the way, that title of this department at the NIH called the National Human Genome Research Institute used to be called the NIH's National Eugenics Institute. They only changed that about 20 years ago to read the National Human Genomic Research Institute. This is a eugenics program, just with a different title. Human genome, human genetics. What is eugenics? We believe some human genetics are weaker than others, so we need to wipe them out. The Human Genome Project is no different at the NIH. All right, so this is how they made the COVID-19 vaccines. I don't want to digress because I got to show you this. All right, follow along. This is verbatim in order what the NIH paper shows on how they created the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. I read only the blue parts. Early in the COVID-19 pandemic, I'm going to read it again. Early in the COVID-19 pandemic, I mean, how much earlier can you get than January of 2020? Researchers used state-of-the-art gene sequencers to quickly sequence SARS-CoV-2 virus. This sequence was quickly shared with other researchers. Do y'all remember what they found in January of 2020? I'll show you. Right out of the China study, geneticists figured out that the origin of COVID was two snakes. So early in COVID-19 pandemic, researchers figured out what the gene sequence of the virus was, and it was from two snakes, and then they quickly shared that with the rest of the world. And then they totally fact-checked away that narrative to bat viruses. Read the top sentence. This is important. Each of these slides have a sentence at the top to relate to the information that is next on this document on the NIH's website of how they made the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. So I'm going to read it. The COVID-19 virus was not what they vaccinated the entire world with. Can I read that again? The COVID-19 virus was not what they vaccinated the entire world with. They instead injected the whole world with what? Highlighted in blue right off the NIH's website. They selected the spike protein gene as their vaccine candidate, not the virus. They selected the spike protein gene as their vaccine candidate. You remember what the spike protein gene was? It's on the bottom of the screen. I'm going to remind you. Geneticists said it's cobra venom and crate venom called cobra toxin and bungalow toxin. So let's read this blue part again. They selected the spike protein gene, which was cobra toxin and bungalow toxin venom, and some similarities to rabies virus, as their vaccine candidate for the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. Follow me? When I said there's venom in the shots, I wasn't kidding. They didn't put a virus in the shots. This is the very next part of this document. Look on the left, you'll see this circular thing called a DNA plasmid that geneticists in labs around the world create. This is called gene drive technology. So this is what they show on the NIH's paper. This is how they made the COVID-19 vaccines. Notice the spike protein gene is about a third of the makeup of this DNA plasmid. Let's read to the right. The target spike protein is then synthetically manufactured and inserted into a plasmid or a small circular piece of DNA. Let's remind you, what's the spike protein gene? Confirmed by geneticists to be that they are inserting in plasmids to put inside your vaccines? Cobra toxin, bungalow toxins, and rabies virus. So they're inserting plasmids with the venom protein genes called spike proteins in the plasmid. Remember, they said they didn't put the virus in there. And I'm going to show you another document about that. And now this is important. Plasmids are used in mRNA vaccine production because they are easy to replicate and reliably contain the target gene sequence, the spike protein gene. Once a sequence is selected, a new plasmid can be produced within a couple of weeks, allowing new mRNA vaccines to be tested and distributed rapidly. Remember Operation Warp Speed, people? It was because of these plasmids. This is what you have never seen. Please share this with everyone you know and love. If plasmids are used to make COVID vaccines and the spike protein gene is in the plasmids, do they manufacture cobra toxin containing plasmids? And do the plasmids actually produce cobra toxin spike protein venom in the human body? That's my question. Remember, they told you the mRNA vaccines are to inject you with the instructions for your body to make the spike proteins, which were found to be cobra toxin and bungalow toxin venom. So my question is have they ever really done this? Have they ever figured out how to make a human cell make cobra toxin venom from a king cobra in the cells of a person or a mammal? Have they ever been able to do that successfully with plasmids? I wanted to know. And oh my God, I found this paper from the year 2003. You better tell everybody worldwide. I'm telling you, if you don't, that makes me sad. Tell everybody. All right, so let's review this. In vivo transplicing of 5' and 3' segments of pre-mRNA directed by corresponding DNA sequences are delivered by gene transfer. Now, just so you know, I know everybody listening to this and watching this just totally checked out. We're going to take this slowly. The very first two words of this study in 2003, 20 years ago, reads in vivo. What does in vivo mean? In vivo means in the living body. So this research study was done inside a living animal, a mammal, to see, can they transplice? If you don't know what splicing means, if an electrician has a cut wire and they have to put the two ends back together, when you connect them both, that's called splicing. So taking two things and reconnecting them. It's called splicing. So this is in the living body, splicing or reconnecting of two segments of mRNA through what's called gene transfer. That's all you need to remember. What did they do in this paper? Oh my goodness. Well, let's just show you. We have developed a new paradigm of in-the-body gene transfer termed segmental transplicing. Now, I'm going to switch to the next screen to demonstrate this segmental transplicing. They abbreviate STS. We used alpha cobra toxin. Oh my God, the spike protein of COVID. A neurotoxin that binds irreversibly to nicotine receptors in a mammal's body. The cells or animals receiving both donor and acceptor plasmids, they interjected them with two different plasmids with pieces of cobra venom in it, but not the whole cobra, just pieces of the cobra venom inside these plasmids. It says here, cells or animals receiving both the donor and acceptor plasmids, so two different plasmids, but neither plasmid alone, so not just one of them. Each of these animals got both of them injected into them separately. Yielded by PCR testing. Yielded or produced the correct sequence of mature alpha cobra toxin mRNA, suggesting that trans splicing in the cells of these mammals had occurred. Now let's read the next sentence. Mice receiving intravenous vaccine shot administration of both the donor and acceptor plasmids, two different plasmids with two pieces of cobra venom in it, died within 6 hours. So they injected them with these two plasmids. This is what they did. They took two plasmids with two pieces of cobra venom and they selected animals. They injected each animal with one of the plasmids and nothing happened to the animals. When they injected all the animals with both individual plasmids, they got absorbed into the cells of the mammals and the mammals then spit out of the cell mature full-length cobra toxin venom that ended up killing the animal within 6 hours. When I did this presentation, you want to know every doctor in the entire room at the Red Pill Expo said, oh my God, Dr. Artis, does this explain why they had to do two mRNA shots? And I said, well, that's up for debate, but it sure does sound like it. They gave you one shot. No other vaccine in the entire world ever was administered this way. They have never said you got to get a shot now. And then 2 weeks later, get another one. But when they did this with each of the mRNA shots, 90% of everyone who died after the second shot died within 48 hours of getting the second shot. And what if they had the first plasmid in the first shot, the second plasmid needed for the second shot to create their kill shot within 48 hours, like they demonstrated 20 years ago in animal models? And don't ever forget, every drug and vaccine they've ever given to a human was first tested in animals to see what it does. And oh my God, they figured this out 20 years ago. All right, so I just want to remind you, this is what they did. When they did this, this cobra on the right is the venom's cobra they created in the mammal and the mice died. Just remind you, these are plasmids. In Vivogen supplies venomous spike protein containing plasmids for COVID-19 vaccines is what they look like. I remind you, what is the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein you see in black is half of this plasmid. What did they publish? It was cobra toxin and crate venom called bungarotoxin. Then I wanted to know, have they ever taken bungarotoxin you see here as a spike protein of COVID, and have they ever made plasmids out of those? Oh my God, here's a paper from 1999, cloning alpha bungarotoxin gene with plasmids. They actually exposed plasmids into bacteria, E. coli, and the E. coli made the full mature bungarotoxin venom that is lethal. And how much have I been teaching you and warning you that they're using E. coli bacteria worldwide to create the venom spike proteins? This is what it is. Remember, it's called genetic engineering or biological engineering. Then I wanted to know, are they doing this with conotoxin venoms that they found in every COVID patient? Oh my God, here's a paper titled Folding of Conotoxins in the Radiation of Venomous Cone Snails. In the paper, cloning of the actual venom was done with full-length Conus textile venom were isolated by PCR test of the venom duct RNA. And look at, read it. It says they were cloned into a plasmid vector. They've been doing this for decades, people. Now watch this. On the NIH's website, the same one, they have another little flyer. It's titled Understanding COVID-19 mRNA Vaccines. For those of you that still don't get that the venom's in the shots, I want you to read this statement in the article. Under our FDA-approved mRNA vaccine, safe and effective in this article. Read the statement. mRNA vaccines do not contain the SARS-CoV-2 virus, so you cannot get COVID-19 from an mRNA vaccine. Why? They didn't put the virus in there. They put spike protein genes that were cobra venom and crate venom of two snakes, per the NIH's paper. And they're putting that in plasmids to make your COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. Can you guess what venom spike protein gene-laced plasmid company produced the COVID-19 shots? Look at its name on the screen. The company that made the plasmids to go into the COVID-19 vaccines is called Cobra Biologics Plasmids. What more do I need to show you? The name of the company is Cobra Biologics. What was the spike protein of COVID found to be? Cobra toxin. All the neurological damage, paralysis, miscarriages, myocarditis, these are all published side effects of King Cobra venom and bungarotoxin venom. This is what they're doing. Look at that, Cobra toxin, Cobra Biologics. All right, I'm going to have to wrap this up. This is the Dr. Artist Show. I just want to show you this. The CDC published in December of 2020 this precautionary pamphlet for all people about to give kids and adults the COVID-19 vaccines. Look at what they listed as not a contraindication in the history of the patient. They said, even if the patient complains of these allergies, you still give them the COVID-19 shot. Look at the third bullet point. They're telling all doctors around the world, even if your patient says they have an allergy to venom, you give them the shot anyway. Okay, no other vaccine in the world has ever listed this as a not a contradiction or contraindication to get the shots. And let me just ask you at home, do you really think venom is an allergen or do you think it's a deadly poison? Who calls venoms an allergen? Oh my God, venoms are designed to kill you. All right, just remember, if you ever had any of these symptoms, just want you to remember, there's what's coming up, the Healing for the Ages conference. Go to healingfortheages.com. We love you. I'm so excited to be a part of your life and to help educate you, warn, and inspire you. Every answer to the COVID-19 pandemic, including plasmids, venoms, bacteria, yeast, 5G, water filtration, all of it's going to be presented at the Healing for the Ages conference. Use the discount code MIKE for Mike Adams or ARDIS for artists and save 10% off of signing up there. Please tell your family and loved ones worldwide. Did you hear what Joe Biden just said? In the middle of September, they're planning on locking down this country again for COVID. My conference, healingfortheages.conference, is a week before that statement is supposed to happen. There's a reason why I feel like I was led by God to create this actual conference. Please attend and share worldwide. You do not need to be afraid of their lies or their deceit. I'm Dr. Artist. God bless you, and I hope you have a great day.